out to him. It is as though they are sick and are not aware of it. Or if they are aware of it, it seems normal to them. Praise God. You see, this is how sin is. Sin never tells us the consequences. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, sin will never tell you the consequences. Praise God. The only thing sin will do is make itself appealing to you. My brothers and my sisters, as believers, we are not to give up on those who are still out there in sin. I have some in my family that are still in sin. I'm not going to give up on them. I'm going to continue to pray for them. We must continue to pray for them, and we ought to pray that God send witnesses, praise God, if they're not in our same town, praise God, that will be able to witness to them. But let me talk about those that are inside the church. Praise God. You see, there are some who live, praise God, whose lives are yet sick. Some are sick to unforgiveness. In other words, forgetting what the Bible says at Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Put that up on the marquee. It says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Some are sick of revengefulness, forgetting what the Bible says at Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Put it up there so we can see it, where he says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay, saith the Lord. Some are sick by robbing God. Amen. Forgetting what the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. In other words, he asked the question, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. Praise God, in what? In tithes and in offering. Some are sick by the lack of a prayer life, forgetting what the Bible says at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, saying, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You see, Jesus' question to this man was not a strange question, not a crazy question, for if we really want to be changed, we must first decide, praise God, if we want to have change to take place in our life. Amen. Let me digress for a minute. If I'm a student in school and I'm making D's and F's, praise God, and I'm making those D's and them F's because I haven't decided that I want to make A's and B's. Because you can decide to make A's and B's. I know it can be done. I know what happened to me in the ninth grade. Praise God. I got my ninth grade report card, and I saw all them D's and F's look like I was flying the American flag. And I made a decision, and I'm serious about this. I said, I will never have another F or another D on my report card. And I was going to have very few C's. And after that first grading period, praise God, I did something, praise God. I decided I wasn't going to have them F's anymore. So what did I do? I went home instead of looking at television. Back in them days, we didn't have that many televisions. We had marbles, praise God, where we went out and shot marbles. We had spinning tops. Well, we went out and spent all evening spinning top. I went home and I started sitting down, taking out my lesson, praise God, that the teacher had given me that day. And I went over that lesson. And not only that, I started reading ahead so that when she jumped on something else, that I would be prepared. If you want your life to be changed, you have to make a decision for that life to be changed and then act upon it. But the second thing that you must do, we must decide not to continue making excuses. Turn to somebody and say, we got to stop. I hear enough people say that. I heard of two people over here. Let me walk down through here. You got to say, we got to stop making excuses. Now, I'm a military guy, and y'all know that. There's a saying that we have in the military. I won't say it out here because I know we're recording this. But if you want me to give you the military version of that, see me in my office right after, and I'll give you the military version of that. Praise God. You see, Jesus asked this man a question. Look at what he asked him. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Look at verse 7, what he says. He says, the impotent man answered him. Now here is Jesus asking him a question. Praise God. "Wilt thou be made whole?" Look what he said. "Sir," now I'm going to show you how many times he got me and I in there. "I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the water." Praise God. "When it is troubled." Praise God. "But while I am" what? "Coming, another steps in before me." What was the question that Jesus asked him? Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made whole?" Didn't ask you about nobody putting you in the water. Didn't even mention the water. Didn't even mention the angel coming and stirring the water. He asked him one question: "Would you like to be made whole?" But this man just went about, amen, about what I couldn't do, what me couldn't do. Jesus already knew that. Because if you could have done something about it, you'd have done something about it 37 and a half years ago. Praise God. He asked him, "Do you want to be made whole?" Praise God. And he's asking us the same questions today. Do we want to be made whole? But praise God, let's show you what this man, what he did. He came up with every excuse, praise God, that he can come up with. Amen. Don't you know that we ought to have run out of excuses for not serving God? Let me say that again. I heard that side. I didn't hear this side. Don't you know that we ought to have run out of excuses for not serving God? Every church in the United States ought to be packed today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. This is what's wrong with the world today? Praise God. We have become victims. Can I? Y'all don't mind if I stay there for just a minute? Praise God. I'm out of here in a little while. We all see ourselves as victims. Amen. I'm what is a victim? See, a victim is somebody who makes up excuses for where they are in life. Amen. You see, victims endlessly repeat how they have been mistreated. Can I see anybody in here today who have not been mistreated in their life? Oh, by God, some people who haven't. That's good. Praise God. I've been mistreated. Praise God. But let me tell you what another thing a victim does. See, a victim, praise God, live by the childish notion that life should always be what? Fair. How many of y'all know that life is not fair? Huh? Amen. No, it's not. Somebody say, well, you know, And don't let me get this victim thing where I have some of these folk I'm talking about, well, I didn't ask to come here. I want to see the person in here right now who asked to come here. Show me that person. Praise God. Not only that, victims find that it difficult to forgive others because they see forgiveness as a sign of weakness. Those are victims. There is nothing wrong, my brothers and my sisters, with us walking up to somebody, praise God, especially when we know we done wronged them. Instead of saying, praise God, man, would you forgive me? Would you forgive me? That's not a sign of weakness. Man, that's a sign of strength. It takes a strong man or woman to admit that they are wrong and then to ask the other person to forgive me. Praise God. Victims have difficulty maintaining close relationships because they have difficulties trusting other people. Now, I figured it was going to get quiet right there. Because we live in a world today where it looks like folk don't want to trust folk. But can I tell you something? We all going to have to put our trust in God, but also in some of our, I put my trust in there's a whole bunch of folk in here today, just about everybody in here today. I put my trust in you. Praise God. I put my trust that you're not going to go out and just run my name down in the ground. I really do. And you need to put your trust in me that I'm not going to run your name down in the ground. There are some folk, if they see you coming out of a certain place, their minds immediately go. Was that Sister Collins and them that laughed over there? Their minds immediately go to the wrong thing. I'm talking about immediately. If I see you walking out a certain place, I'm not, and even if I do, and even if I did know you were in there, pulling that. Taking God's money that he's allowed you to work for to trying to double it. Even if I saw you in there doing it, guess what? I'm going to keep that to myself. There ain't nobody can sit out here today in this church and say, well, I heard Pastor Martin run nobody down. You ain't gonna, that don't come out of me. Somebody tell me something that's confidential. It's going to stay confidential. But we got too many. The reason why people don't like to put trust in nobody because, like Flip Wilson used to say, loose lips sink the ship.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Into the spiritual. Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an